Title: Fall Season Results in California Coastal Commission Victories. Content: This fall, the California Coastal Commission, was handed down two significant victories, further cementing its authority and jurisdiction within California coastal zones. These cases demonstrate that, in certain instances, compliance with the California Environmental Quality Act, Pub Res Code 21000E-SEQ, and local regulations may not be enough to secure development rights for either private developers or local governments. The California Coastal Act, Pub Res Code 30000E-SEQ. The Act is a comprehensive scheme to govern land use planning for the entire coastal zone of California. 1. The Act provides coastal resources planning and management policies aimed at protecting oceanfront land suitable for recreational uses and ensuring public access by precluding development from interfering with such uses. To further these goals, the Act authorizes the Commission to maximize public access to the coast while balancing private property rights. 2. Among other things, the Act requires property owners within the delineated coastal zone to obtain Commission approval, including certification of certain entitlements and issuance of a coastal development permit, CDP, prior to any on-site development of their properties. 3. Petitioners must comply with administrative exhaustion requirement in order to sustain a takings challenge in Green v. Cal, Coastal Commission, 2019, __Cal. App. 5th__ Case No. B293301, the Second District Court of Appeal addressed residents' challenge to the Commission's CDP conditions for the remodel of their beachside residence. The specific condition at issue required construction of the residence to be set back 5 feet from the seaward property line. The residents Mark and Bella Green argued that the Commission erred in finding that a 5-foot buffer was needed to safeguard the public's access to the beach and associated walkway. The Greens also contended that this 5-foot setback requirement constituted an unconstitutional taking of their property. In affirming the trial court's ruling in favor of the Commission, the court made clear the strict application and consequences of administrative exhaustion requirements and found that the Greens' general objections at the CDP hearing, which articulated the principles of the Nolan and Dolan cases, failed to identify the specific takings challenge. Thus, the court concluded that the Greens effectively waived their right to press this argument in court. Under the Act, a takings challenge is barred if an applicant fails to specifically assert its exact claim during the prior administrative process before the Commission. This California-centric decision is a severe reminder to private property owners to pursue all potential arguments during the administrative proceedings. It also presents an interesting interplay with the recently decided U.S. Supreme Court decision in Nick v. Township of Scott, 2019, 588 U.S. See prior post on Nick. In Nick, the Supreme Court authorized property owners to bypass state courts and file a Fifth Amendment takings claim in federal court. Thus, had the Greens brought their takings claim in federal court, it is possible the outcome of their petition could have been much different. With the uptick in federal takings cases following Nick, a commission-related takings question may be answered sooner than anticipated. Background: The remodel proposed by the Greens included reinforcement to their existing duplex structure for earthquake safety, expansion of the size of their home by 1,190 square feet, and the addition of a short staircase and chair glide to accommodate the couple's mobility difficulties. These plans required no zoning variances and did not affect the City of Los Angeles's LDA plan to construct a boardwalk between the home and the sea. While the Greens' property abutted Oceanfront Walk, the designated location for LDA's public walkway on the beach, no such walkway existed in front of the Greens' property. LA approved the plans and the Greens applied to the Commission, which has dual jurisdiction, for, in LDA's coastal zone, for the requisite CDP. The Commission approved the CDP, but implemented a condition requiring the 5-foot setback from the Greens' property line, which would require the Greens to construct a smaller build-out of their property. As a RA.